following broadcast is brought to you live and in color on...
I don't want to hear no more of that goofy talk.
She'll do the talking. All you got to do is be a good listener.
Popular radio entertainment for the masses.
Sweet Jesus, please let this work.
Stand by.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yes, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all's day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
Jolene, it's Mama. Is somebody in there with you?
Yeah, it's time to have some fun. There's a good time on the way. Yeah, it's time to laugh and sing. Time to brighten up y'all day. We got Jolene up in the house, and the Roxbury Plea is on the way.
There. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Had a good week. Hope you're having a good weekend. If you didn't have either one of those, well, just put it behind you and let's have some fun. Sharing the studio with me, the multi-talented, fluffy-tailed Cousin John Bell. That's your cue.
Ah, yes. I love to be referenced or referred to, but not referred to.
Well, there's only one person here that gets referred to.
You calling me, man?
No, Earl.
That's his speed.
Right. So how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Just moving a lot slower in this heat, pretty much like everybody is.
Oh, it is terrible.
Even my yard inflatables are fainting.
You guys, John keeps inflatables in his yard year-round. They're seasonal. They're cows, so cows are always relevant.
Oh, I received a text the other day for that song you do about the Midtown thing.
Yep, every city in America has a Midtown. You're talking about Midtown Girl.
Midtown Girl. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, we'll do it.
So you think you could play that now? I mean, she really, really wants to hear it. And we may as well go ahead and get it out of the way, you know.
You promised her we would do it in the first segment, didn't you?
It's possible. I may have. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes, I did. So
right.
Chop, chop. Let's go. She's probably one of a dozen or so listeners we have, so we don't want to tick her off.
Yikes.
Thank you. Mm. Like you very much.
Midtown girl, she's busy living in her Midtown world. She prunes azaleas up and down her drive. She dresses hip and speaks her Midtown jive. She's not contrived, she's a Midtown girl. When she goes running, always feeds the squirrels. She's conscientious and her yard looks good. She picks up litter in her neighborhood. On Sunday morning, she brunches, loves holding hay. When she's walking, she's even friendly to people that she can't stand. Pearl worked all day Saturday on her landscape. She'll get a friend's kid to come weed and rake.
Be sure and go easy around the camellias, they're really old.
Midtown Goyle attends the street parties and crawfish boils. She doesn't gossip at the shampoo bowl. She keeps the secrets only Midtown. Soccer, they dance or they march in band. She's loyal and she is true. Shops too much when she gets blue. She's a Midtown girl.
Hey, did you hear about that Charlotte gonna get married?
I don't want to hear all that. Just wash my hair.
Well, it ain't gonna last. I know it ain't gonna last. I seen her with Billy Ray up there at the Piggly Wiggly, and they was preparing melons all right.
I don't know any of these people. I just want to get my hair done. Would you stop talking?
You didn't hear that from me now.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests.
Hello, and welcome to another educational installment of Communicating in the South. Our first word is all, spelled A-L-L. A petroleum-based lubricant for your vehicle, as in fill up da all and check da gas in ma pickup. Another common verbal anomaly in the Southern speak, you will find the letter A is placed at the beginning of a number of words, as in the word agona. The letter A indicates a future tense. However, the letter A prefix can also indicate a present tense, as in Grandma are gonna quit smoking because them cigarettes is a costing her too much money. And finally, the word airy, spelled A-I-R-Y. As in the sentence, you got airy a coon dog. Airy is the antonym of nary, as in, I ain't marrying no one with nary a tooth in his head. When the A prefix is added to a present tense verb, it is thought to increase the intensity of the word, as in, Abe's a working hard in the backy shop today. Or, didn't you hear your mother a talking to you, you little bastard? That concludes this week's installment of Communicating in the South. I'm Regina Wainwright. Join me next time, won't you?
Jim, why did you... You just emptied my bottle of Aleve. What's up? You took the last two. Oh, all right. Put her through.
Hi, Jolene. It's Mama.
Hey, Mama.
Look, you know I'm going to be riding with you to the wedding this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you knew.
Oh, you guys, a friend of mine is getting married this weekend, and I'm taking Mom along with me.
I want you to have plenty of time to get your car cleaned out.
Uh-huh.
Remember the last time we went out of town?
Vividly.
I want to make sure there's going to be plenty room this time for my garment bag to lay on top of the suitcases.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I remember.
Everything I own got wrinkled.
I know. I'm the one who had to iron it.
And Lordy days, please don't let the car wash place put any more of that air freshener in there.
Okay.
You know, they put that new leather smell in there the last time.
I do remember.
New leather, my foot. It made your car smell like an old catcher's mitt, Jolene.
Yeah?
Okay. Well, have you decided what you're going to wear?
Yeah, I have. How about you?
Well, I'll be dressed to the nines, as usual. I understand the bride's family's from Texas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, you know how those Texans are. They show up everywhere in cowboy boots and those big, stupid hats, Jolene. Even the women. So I got me a pair.
Wedding boots?
Yep.
Oh, no. It's formal.
Oh, they're plenty formal, especially after I got after them with the bedazzler.
Oh, God.
Ain't nobody gonna outdress me at this wedding. And seriously, who ever heard of a black and white wedding anyway?
Lots of people have black and white as the colors for their wedding. What's the matter with that?
I mean, how boring is that? Weddings used to be so much more colorful back in the day.
Here we go.
Remember, Jolene, when you were a kid?
Vaguely.
And you and your sisters were in Cousin Lucille's wedding?
Yes.
All the bridesmaids' dresses were hot pink and yellow.
Yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
You all looked like little ducks waddling down the aisle to communion. Especially you, Jolene.
That's enough.
Remember how big your feet were when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always tripping over them and stuff.
Okay. On the air.
Well, anyway, I found a nice black pantsuit that's going to look marvelous with my new boots.
Okay, well, I'll pick you up in the morning, okay?
Jolene, if you could, would you go by the drugstore and pick me up some of those lady pants that I use?
Okay.
You know how I am on those long road trips.
I know very well.
So I want to be able to drink as much iced tea as I want and not have to worry about the rest stops, if you know what I mean.
Mama!
All right, then. Love you, baby.
Love you, too, Mom.
Talk to you later.
Well, the baby and me went out late Saturday night.
This is Jonathan, the Kiss guy from Bag of Donuts. And all the cool cats listen to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
Wait, did I just say cool cats?
Oh, yeah, you said it.
We can do this again, right?
No, it's staying.
Maybe y'all edit that out.
Don't be such a donut hole.
Wow.
God, please answer.
Roger, pick up.
Hello, 911. What is your emergency?
I'm in the bathroom.
Sir.
Ma'am.
Sir.
Ma'am.
You're going to have to talk a little bit louder, sir. I cannot understand you.
I can't. This is Belle Cadeau. I'm in the bathroom of
my
condo.
What is your problem, ma'am?
My husband has overdosed on those man vitamins. You know?
Man vitamins?
You know, those pills that make men happy and just...
Oh, okay. You talking about those pills on the TV?
Yes.
Where that ugly man is playing golf with that really big club with
uh-huh.
that goofy look on his face?
That's the one, and he's overdosed, and for the past 4 days he's been just enhanced. I can't stand it anymore. We're on vacation.
Well, I must ask you again, what is your problem with that?
Well, then, we're on vacation. I've got friends over.
What would you like for me to do? Would you like for me to send over some other people or
no.
perhaps some cocktails
no.
and food to your house or something?
Absolutely not. I've got shopping
ma'am,
to do.
Where are you at?
I'm in my condo. I don't know. Could you use a tracking chart?
Well, ma'am, we do not have that. This is not Lieutenant Uhura, okay, ma'am?
What?
You're going to have to let me know your location.
I don't know the address. I've got shopping to do. We're trying
no, ma'am, I am not being rude, okay? I am simply trying to help you. I do not understand that this is not an emergency.
It is to
okay?
me. We're trying to play cards
I mean,
up in
I'm
here.
I'm looking at my bulletin board right now, and it say this did not make the list of emergencies, okay?
What?
It don't say nothing about a woman being locked up in her bathroom with her husband wanting to get his freak on for 4 days in a row, okay?
Well, that's just stupid.
So you don't have to just go home.
No, I'm not going home to HR
well,
stiff and
I'm
stuff.
Sorry.
He's
you
making me
have
crazy.
To go home and take care of your business.
I'm trying
okay,
to.
Yourself, like everybody else. Does.
I need some
no,
help.
I gotta hang up now,
don't
ma'am.
You dare leave me.
I cannot talk with you anymore, ma'am. It's against
don't,
the rules.
Don't hang
okay?
up. No.
This is me hanging up on you now.
No, don't hang up. No.
You're listening to the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
This is Jolene's mother with a very important message from Naaman's Catering. Naaman's delicious menu to go. Have you heard about it?
Delicious soups like tomato bisque.
Delicious seafood gumbo. You can buy all those by the gallon.
Salads by the pound like chicken, tuna.
Check out Naaman's Catering. Delicious and convenient to go menu at naamanscatering.com.
Folks have started taking my advice. They're calling 473-3900. They ask for Thomas Naaman and request that he personally guide them through the contents of the takeout freezer. Wouldn't you like to have your own personal catered freezer concierge? Yeah, you would. Call them up. Let Naaman's get dinner ready so you don't have to.
One thing I'd like to let folks know is that when you take your vacuum cleaner to A&A, you will receive top-notch service. Drop by A&A anytime. No appointment necessary.
We're always here.
Catch David Lord
and Tony Lord
every Sunday afternoon at 3 on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope you had a good week and that you're having a good weekend. Maybe you're getting into some festivities. Maybe you're just taking it easy. We enjoy coming along for the ride. You know, speaking of festivities, some of my guys around here are planning exactly that, some festivities. I try to stay out of their business, except where there are safety concerns. And I always know it when they're planning something. And I start to worry about it. They don't always make the best decisions. It's similar to if you have gone through the teenage parenting years, you know what those were like. Some of us had it worse than others. The worry. Okay, so that worry never goes away, really. I don't have teenagers to worry about anymore, but I worry about these grown-ass people who are making decisions on their own. Very near to my house. They're not that bad. I just like to give them a really bad time. What you got, Jim? Is that... Okay. He's here. Okay.
Hello, Jamil. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay,
doing good.
Okay.
Hey, look, Jim told me you've been worrying a mm-hmm. lot about this liability, you know, and everything with regard to the upcoming outdoor summer fun projects that we got planned.
Yeah, I'm worried about liability. I'm always
right,
worried about
and
that.
And I just wanted to assure you, so you ain't got to worry about it.
Uh-huh.
It's all 100% planned out.
Safe?
Everything up to code.
What code?
To my code
uh-huh.
that I do.
Oh,
and we
wow.
made sure there ain't no rocks, there's no sticks, there ain't no other kind of, you know, pokey things on the ground where they're going to spread out all the slip and slide tarps, you know.
Slip and slide tarps? You didn't buy a real slip and slide?
No, we ain't buy real slip and slides.
Why?
You know, they weigh too much, John. Yeah. Yeah. And they, and, you know, you're really just paying for the name.
No, you're really paying for a better product. Plus, the tarps you buy are like saran wrap. You should have bought slip and slides.
I believe they had some issues with the slip and slides. You know, some people didn't fare too well. It's kind of like jarts. You know what I'm saying?
Jarts.
People realize them big old metal darts flying and they ain't exactly a children's toy, you know what I'm saying?
Not really.
But we got to figure it out because we're going to use tarps.
Okay.
Because they're going to work way better than the hefty bags, you know, that we used last year.
Oh, yeah. You did use hefty bags last year. I think you used generic bags.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I don't care what the commercials say. Them things ain't too hefty, hefty, hefty. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what was hefty, hefty, hefty were some of your relatives that were jumping on those bags. I see why they busted. Anyway, go ahead.
We're going to have everybody sign a waiver.
Oh, that
way, before
great.
They do a slip and fall on the slip and slide, you know, we got it covered.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to make sure it ain't nowhere close to the grill this year, too.
Oh, that was terrible. There were children traumatized, and it stunk. All that burning plastic last year.
I know. Right.
It was terrible.
I know. You know, I agree with you. That was regrettable on my part.
And the smell, Reggie, hitting the grill like that.
And I feel bad about the armadillo.
That was traumatic.
And anyway, don't you worry none. We got this figured out. Matter of fact, to make you feel better, I want you to know I have taken full responsibility of all safety concerns.
Whenever you say that, my blood pressure starts going up. You don't ever really think anything through.
Okay?
No.
We got this. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's all good.
No, you don't.
All right. But don't worry now.
I'm not. I'm just going to get my attorney on the phone now. Really? I need to call our insurance person. Okay. See how I get off track and these sorts of conversations distract me. Although, I will say that when I was a kid, and even, you know, teenager coming up and stuff, we would do absolutely crazy stuff. Nobody ever really got hurt. Or if they did, it was like, just put some duct tape on it. We'll get you to the hospital before you bleed out. So, I don't know. Now, fireworks, that's another thing altogether that I stay away from that. Too many of my friends lost fingers. Had to get glass washed out of their eyes, just that kind of stuff. And we weren't exactly careless. We were more fearless, I guess. Yeah, maybe, and stupid mixed in there too. But yeah, my blood pressure's up just a little bit. But these guys, and my guys have become a little bit more responsible since we've been up here at Roxbury Farms. They've taken on more responsibility and stuff like that. And a little bit of pride of ownership. You know, their individual little quadrants. Giving them their own space to be proud of. And make sure it doesn't burn down. So we'll see if it survives the 4th. Jeez.
Guests of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour stay at that big fancy hotel downtown. The rest of us stay at the Motel 3. Hey, wait, she never has any guests?
Right now, let's check in with our own Martha Stewart. Martha, good to have you here.
Hello, dear. It's great to be back.
You got some July 4th ideas to share?
Well, you know, I have many tips for the holiday to make sure your July 4th is a respectful one.
Definitely.
Remember to display the flag only between sunrise and sunset on buildings and stationary flagstaffs. The flag may be displayed for 24 hours if illuminated. Make sure the Canton of Stars is visible on the upper left-hand side.
Okay.
Just a reminder, dear, the Canton of Stars is not a Ryan Seacrest production.
I know that.
Remember, do not let the flag touch the ground. Last year, I attended a veterans celebration on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and personally witnessed this rule being broken time after time.
People were dragging flags on the ground?
You might say that, dear. Several of the women who served in World War II were wearing halter tops.
Halter tops?
Let's just say they weren't successful at halting anything.
I wouldn't think so.
And unfortunately, they all succumbed to gravity during the parade, and all of the flag-fashioned halters fell to the ground.
I think we get a visual on that. Trying to get rid of it now.
And finally, before flying a flag at half staff, hoist to its peak for an instant before lowering it. Aren't those the same instructions as on...
Let's move along.
Here's something for the kids. Satisfyingly loud and sparkly, confetti-filled balloons are a fun and safe alternative to fireworks. And unlike the real ones, they can be set off by kids. Indoors, dear. And they're easy to make. First, pull a balloon over a funnel.
Okay. Funnel. Jim, do we have a funnel? We need a funnel.
Make sure not to use the one on Grandpa's beer game.
Okay. Gotcha.
Lord knows where it's been. Pour in confetti until balloon is a quarter full. Inflate with hand pump.
Leave it alone, Jim.
Use a sharpened pencil for popping. Safety note, be sure to supervise, as children should never be allowed in the house because they're irritating.
What was that?
What did I say?
You said don't let children in the house because they're irritating.
Be sure to supervise around children. Ingesting broken balloon pieces can result in an unexpected trip to the emergency room.
Okay, our clock is ticking down. What else you got that's relevant to July the 4th?
I'd like to share with you a recipe for two of my favorite July 4th cocktails.
Yum!
The first being watermelon basil margaritas.
Mm.
First, you will need a 7.5-pound seedless watermelon, rind removed, fruit cut into 1-inch cube, 4 teaspoons of superfine sugar, 6 ounces of silver tequila, 24 basil leaves, plus sprigs for garnish. Triple the sex.
What?
What did I say?
Triple the sex.
3 ounces triple sec, 6 cups small ice cube. Place the 24 watermelon cubes on a baking sheet lined with Percocet.
Martha!
What did I say?
You said Percocet. Line a sheet.
Lined with parchment.
Okay.
Cover and freeze at least 1 hour. Puree remaining watermelon and the sugar in a blender until smooth. Pass through a sieve lined with cheesecloth into a bowl. Place tequila and basil in a pitcher. Crush with a wooden spoon. Stir in watermelon juice and triple sec. Shake and enjoy with a plate of turkey nachos.
Delicious?
Disgusting. And finally, what could be more refreshing on a hot July 4th afternoon than an apricot vodka martini? For this, you will need 2 ounces of mandarin orange-flavored vodka, 3 ounces apricot nectar.
Everybody's got apricot nectar hanging around the house.
1 tablespoon of simple syrup, ice, and 2 to 3 dried apricots soaked in meth.
Soaked in what?
What did I say?
You said soak it in meth.
Combine vodka, apricot nectar, and simple syrup in a cocktail shaker with ice. Shake and strain into martini glass. Float a dried apricot in the drink and serve with a luscious plate of cold sesame noodles.
Love me some cold sesame noodles.
Those are not a favorite.
Yeah.
It was wonderful speaking with you, dear. And remember, 4th of July celebrations can be a kind of, sort of, good thing. Sort of.
Kind of, sort of. Can't afford the real celebrities. But we make our own, and that's more funner. Hey, when we come back, one of Larry's classic segments. I don't remember how bad this really is, but he's here anyway, and we're going over some July 4th safety tips. Don't know how that's going to turn out, but again, funner, okay? So don't you go nowhere.
Roxbury.
Rusty, when I ain't studying Jolene through monoculars, I'm listening to her on the radio on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
I love doing shows around a holiday because everybody's doing so many different things, you know, different activities, and we get to come along with all of you. Just be safe. That's all I ask. Be smart, be safe, and have fun. You know, in years past, one of my most favoritest Roxbury players has been Larry Carey. He started out, he would include us in his eBay auctions. Well, I should say he would include us in the drama that surrounded his eBay auctions. He spent a lot of time inside
One of those guys you say, oh, are you playing video games in your mom's basement still? You know. He wasn't, though. He was selling things on eBay and watching vintage items. That's just what he loved to do. And he was the nephew, or he said he was, the nephew of the famous baseball announcer, the late Harry Carey. I couldn't see this guy doing any announcing for anything. But anyway, let's check in with some vintage Larry Carey pertaining to the 4th of July, I hope.
Hi, Jolene. This is Larry Carey.
Hey, Larry. How you doing? What you got going on? Larry? Larry, you okay? You okay? What's going on?
Sorry, Jolene. I had an action figure in my mouth.
I don't even want to ask.
Well, the seller on eBay said it was in mint condition, so I figured it might help with my bad breath.
Oh.
But all it's done so far is choke me.
That's a shame.
Oh, God, there's cat hair in my eyes.
Larry, do you have anything going on for the 4th of July? Any fireworks you're going to be doing?
Are you...
Larry? Fireworks?
Are you out of your mind, Jolene? That stuff's dangerous. I'll never touch another firework again after what happened last year.
Did you get injured?
No.
Huh.
I was sexually harassed at the fireworks store.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I was buying a bunch of rockets, and the lady said I should stick them in a...
Larry, let's move on, please.
Anyway, since I'm kind of a role model to the kids around here...
Uh-huh.
Do you mind if I talk about 4th of July safety a little bit?
Safety? Not at all. 4th of July safety. Let's go.
First of all, if you're swimming, make sure you do it in a supervised area with a lifeguard present and never alone. Also, if you're under the age of 53, wear bubble wrap, 2 life jackets, and don't get in the water. As for fireworks, never give any to small children, and make sure the person lighting them has plenty of eye protection.
Eye protection, okay.
And if there are untrained amateurs using them, then just get the hell out of there, Jolene. Finally, make sure to supervise the barbecue grill while in use, and only use them outside. Always follow the manufacturer's instructions while cooking, Jolene.
I'm going to do all that. You got any folks coming over to the house? Any family, maybe?
Oh, yeah. Me and my siblings, Barry and Mary.
Barry and Mary Carey. Aren't they the ones that blew the boat up last year?
Get ready! I have to go now. Talk to you later, Jolene.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I didn't get anything out of that. Not one thing. You know, 4th of July always makes me think about when my dad used to man the grill. Bless his heart, he really did not do a great job. Really burn up a lot of food. And he would try to cover it up with the barbecue sauce. Thought that would make it a little bit more edible. Didn't work all the time, but we had to eat it anyway. I think a lot of families go through that. There's always somebody who chooses the family cookout as the time to learn how to cook meat on the grill. And what they end up doing to that meat... a low-down, dirty shame.
Shame. Something's burning. The holidays ain't time to be learning. You just can't cook and it's just a shame. All your food causes intestinal pain. Your guests are gonna say, yeah.
At a restaurant is where I wanna be. Wanna be.
Shame. Ooh, your vegetables are mushy and plain. And the way you cook that meat is a shame. You got no one but yourself to blame. You should have called the caterer.
At a restaurant is where I wanna be. Wanna be.
Any local restaurant that serves pie.
Cause I love pie.
Shame.
That looks interesting. What's in it? Looks like corduroy.
What you do to that food?
Seriously, yeah.
Ain't no good reason.
It's moving.
I think I'm allergic to that. Honey, you got the keys?
Yeah, we gotta go.
Nasty, nasty, nasty food.
Oh, boy.
You think KFC's open?
Honey.
Yeah?
I actually ate a bite of whatever that was.
Oh, maybe I told you not to eat
anything. I don't know if I'm gonna make it home.
That stuff is toxic over
there. Is there a hospital near here?
Oh.
It's the Jolene Roxbury Show.
This portion of the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour is brought to you by Hannah's Banana Cabana. You get everything banana. Banana pudding, banana splits.
The Banana Split Show.
Banana Ramacides. You can even get a can of Hannah's Banana Santana Bandana Roseanne Rosanna Dana Vanna White Manna. Don't monkey around elsewhere.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys.
Hannah's Banana Cabana, where the bananas have appeal.
Oh, honey, I'm really excited about our new GPS.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And especially excited you went ahead and set it up for me. You know how I hate all that technical stuff.
God, wasn't a big deal, really. Let's turn it on.
Greetings to you both, and thank you for choosing the new Straight Arrow Navigational System.
Oh, God, no.
Why, it's the same company that has worked with NASA for 12 space missions, and it's now available for your luxury automobile.
Jeez. Oh,
Roger, I thought you took care of this last month.
I thought I did.
I'm going to file a restraining order against him.
Okay.
And then divorce you if
what?
You don't do something.
Caroline, give him a chance, really. You know the acting job's just be hard to come by in this economy, and come on. He's a senior citizen. This is better than working the cart corral like your Uncle Rupert, isn't it?
Oh, come now. Putting in an honest day's work for an honest day's pay can strengthen the character of any man as long
Look,
as...
Freeman, could you just let it go, please?
I guess you're right.
What is our destination today?
Okay, let's see. First, we're going to the suit corral for men. Well, let's get going. Come on.
What's
the problem?
Roger?
Yo, Freeman.
Are you sure you want the young lady driving after she dented the tailgate of the truck last week?
Did you... What?
Oh, he's lying.
Did you get...
Roger, he's lying.
Fine, we'll talk about it later. Just drive, okay?
Let's just skip the suit corral.
They make a mighty cheap suit, I always thought.
Nobody cares
what you think!
Now, no need to get your bloomers in a bunch over such trivia.
Trivia?
Just take me to the new Chowder Kettle restaurant at the new food court.
Miss Caroline, you know what your doctor told you about starch.
We're never leaving the driveway, are we?
Now, how do you think the baby is supposed to get all the nutrients it needs with such garbage coursing through your veins?
Baby? Caroline?
Ixnay on the baby, babe.
I had a vasectomy. In fact, I've had two vasectomies because you didn't want to have children. Would you like to tell me when and where this happened?
You remember the name of the town of Mexico, right?
Mexico?
Fine, I'm out of here. He's locked the doors. I can't get out.
I think you both need to stay here and talk about this, don't you?
Caroline, where are you going?
I'm getting as far away from here as I possibly can.
Caroline, come back and tell me about Mexico!
Yes. Zihuatanejo.
Oh, shut up, Morgan. And how do you know what the city was? You couldn't know unless... Unless...
I'm Morgan Freeman.
What would happen if all the acting jobs dried up? Morgan Freeman, well, he's got a few bucks. But, you know, in our brains... What would he be best suited for? Yeah. We did a bunch of those back in the day. He popped up all kinds of places. Calvin Klein, fragrance counter, drive-thru. I need to take this call. Adeline's on the phone. She's out shopping. I might need something. Adeline, hey. What's going on?
I'm laying out in the sun to try to even out my tan.
Why?
My spray tan dripped and got all jacked up.
Oh, okay.
It dripped and my legs looked funny.
Ooh. So it was kind of funny looking.
Yeah, it was. I did a song
okay.
about it. You want to hear
That's
it?
That's what I thought. No.
You want to hear it?
No.
Jim Weaver said he's going to play it anyway.
That's what I thought. That's what I figured.
Quit talking.
Going to a party tonight, and I want to look just right. I got new highlights and a little black dress and a pedicure, but I just hate my skin type. I'm scary looking, too white. Gonna treat myself and go get a healthy spray-on tan. I love the way it looked on me. Real natural, as far as I could see, and it looked real good with my new bamboo pink lip gloss from Clinique. The girl said, don't take a shower and don't get wet for at least 6 hours. No problem, I said, and skipped on happily out that door. Climbed into my hubby's truck and my butt stuck to the seat. I looked down and saw my sandals had rubbed half the color off my feet. I thought if this weren't such a hot day, then I'd be doing okay. But I'm sweating like a hooker in church and my spray tan's coming off.
How much did you spend on that again?
This shit ain't funny.
Oh, yeah, it's funny.
Looking like some fifth world country flag from I don't know where. This is embarrassing.
Look like a melting Hershey bar.
Yeah, shut up, Jeb. I'm trying to look real cool as I'm standing out in the heat. And I can't sit down nowhere because I might leave a butt print on the seat.
Too late.
It's tough to feel real stunning when you're feeling that running. My spray tan's falling off. Look like somebody'd run a drag race from the sweat rolling on my face.
Got that right.
Maybe I could wash all this off if I jump in that beer trough. I just don't need to be here, but maybe I'll just have one beer. But I'm still pissed that my spray tan's falling off. I know there's bigger problems in the world, but right now my spray tan's falling off. And I am none too happy about that. Hell, what are you looking at? Ain't you ever seen anybody sweat an orange before?
Okay, my apologies for that one as well. Maybe I need to just put my apologies on a loop this episode. Just kind of roll it. Oh, man. I don't know. I think it's a wonderful idea. Hey, we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back, and you need to meet us right here, right there. Meet us right back there. Boom.
The Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour.
Greetings, everyone. It's Belle Cadeau. Welcome to Belle's Beachside Kitchen. And over to my right, the only man allowed in my kitchen, the inimitable Mr. Alec Naaman.
Hey, Miss Belle, how you doing today?
Fabulously. What do you have delicious for us today?
All right, now I got a wonderful strawberry avocado salsa. Oh, you can do anything with it. You can dip your chips in it. You can serve it over your fish. You can serve it over your pork chops. Oh, it's just wonderful no matter what you do with it. Well, first you start off by taking some jalapeno peppers. Now, I advise you to wear some rubber gloves.
I have some right here. They're fresh out of the package, Alec.
And believe me, they've never been used. They're for housework. She doesn't do any.
Mind your business.
And you remove the stem. You take the seeds out. You cut it into ribs. You know, just little julienne slices. And then you finely chop that up. And still, don't touch your eyes, because it'll put you on fire. In a bowl now, you want to stir in those jalapenos, chop you up some fine strawberries, get you some good chopped onions, some fresh cilantro, some lime juice, some sugar, some salt, and of course, an avocado. Now, you just take the avocado, you peel it, you de-seed it, you scoop the pulp out of it, you mix all this together, you chop it up really, really fine, you mix it all together with a little lime zest and some salt. Next thing you know, you got your wonderful strawberry avocado salsa. It got a little bit of savory, got a little bit of sweet. Serves over anything really, really nice. I like to grill some fish with this one. So this is a good recipe. Keep this one in your hat.
Sounds absolutely delicious, Alec. I've got some amberjack in the freezer. And this will go perfectly with it. And a nice bottle of Chardonnay. We'll see you next week, darling.
Yeah, darling. We'll see you next week.
Cha-cha, dolls.
Naaman's Catering has been serving the Gulf Coast for decades with great food and unsurpassed service. Their award-winning chefs are committed to making your event one to remember. Great menus to fit your budget. Call the event planners at Naaman's Catering in Mobile today. You know that family beach trip you have planned? Why spend the whole time in the kitchen when you can get delicious meals ready to heat? Visit on the web at naamanscatering.com.
Hi, Jolene. It's Billy.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, fine, doing good.
I figured you're calling to tell me about your plans for the 4th.
Right. Mother and I are planning to come up on Saturday, right after Mass.
So she's going to Mass on Saturday?
Mother wants to go ahead and get prayed up so we can leave out for Roxbury Farms right away on Sunday morning.
Get ahead of the traffic.
Right. Well, the heat's been so bad. She said she thinks she'll just hang out on the sleeping porch with the girls inside your main house.
Girls? What girls? Is she bringing people with her?
The girls. Ain't that what you call the little Pomeranians?
Pomeranians.
Anyway, by the way, I was so sorry to hear about Earl T's mama.
His grandma. That was his grandma. Grandma Pearl T.
Yeah. So sad. Well, Earl says her last wish was to be cremated and fired off in some kind of big splashy fireworks thing on the 4th. Is he really going to do that?
No.
Okay, well, would you ask him if he'll make some of those little brownies like he did last time I was up there?
And he gave those to your mother?
Yeah, Mother said they was the best she ever had. She said her lumbago went completely away. Please make some more of those. She loves them. No nuts this time, though. Please tell him no nuts. It gives her the wind something awful. She just could not stop dropping lilies all day long. Believe me, that's not pleasurable.
That's disgusting.
Christopher and I'll be, of course, bringing our king-size lounger for the pool. Looking for.
We don't have a pool.
No pool.
No pool.
Okay, well.
Is it a problem?
No, that's fine. We just thought you had a pool.
No, I got a big hot tub, and I just turn the heat off. I call it my splash box.
Okay, well, we'll bring it anyway, and we'll just get under the sprinkler. I'm sure you at least got that. Anyway, I just can't wait to sit out there with Christopher's magic frozen drink in hand. He puts the STP, the liquid STP, puts that in there, I think.
What is that?
You know what they get from marijuana. The little S.
CBD.
Oh, CBP.
CBD. Now you got me doing it.
Okay, I got you. Whatever. But you know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
All right, sugar. Well, we'll see you soon. Looking forward to it. Bye.
Okay. Why is Earl calling in? What? Earl's calling in with a question. Okay.
Jolene.
Yep.
Yeah. How many vehicles do you think we can park back here under the barn, shed, lean-to, hut thing your husband got built?
Well, I don't know. I'm sure several. But, you know, there are other things that are going in there.
Well, yeah, I figured it was meant for something specific in particular. But he ain't using it for nothing now, so I thought we could tell our friends to park under it, since it's, you know, so hot and everything.
Well, there's 4 bays. I guess you could get 2 vehicles in each bay.
Okay, so what, 8 or so?
Probably.
Yeah, that should be enough.
Okay, what else?
So, am I allowed to shoot off any fireworks this year? I got some really cool and loud ones and...
No, no fireworks.
How about plain old firecrackers?
That counts, no.
Not even sparklers?
No.
How about those things you light up and they look like little snakes for a few seconds?
What?
The black things that curl up and turn to ash and get all over you.
No.
Not even silly string?
No, no silly string. Have you looked in the corner of the mud room there in the bunkhouse? Over to the left.
Oh, wow, man. I knew you'd have some special plan for me. Let's see here. Yeah, what's this?
I did. I put a box together of some things I thought might keep you busy.
Sidewalk chalk?
Yeah, that's something fun to do.
We don't have any sidewalks, Jolene.
Come on, it's a treasure box of vintage fun. Just keep digging through there.
A big bottle of bubble stuff?
Yeah, that's a big bottle of bubble stuff. I love blowing bubbles, don't you?
Silly putty. My old Etch-A-Sketch.
I found that in a box when we were unpacking.
And some crackers. Man, I haven't seen these in years. Brings back memories of my trip to the emergency ward. Real Play-Doh.
Surprise, I got the fun factory, too.
You really went through a lot of effort to make sure I had stuff to do while everybody else is outside doing fireworks.
Yeah, I didn't want you to be sad or setting things on fire.
I think I might go pour some of your hubby's quick concrete stuff and make myself a sidewalk for my new chalk.
You might want to check with him first before you use any of his stuff. And let me know where you're going to pour that concrete.
Later, dude!
As always, always, thanks for taking us along with you. Be sure to listen out for us every Saturday afternoon at 4 right here on FM Talk 106.5 with a replay on Sunday mornings at 7. Meet us right back here next week. See you soon.
Join us next time for more Madcap Adventures on the Jolene Roxbury Variety Hour. I'm Mr. Announcer.